always sing. Raggy music to the cattle as I swing. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gaited, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of my repeater, how they run. When they hear me come a-shootin', cause the western folks all know I'm a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy, oh, some cowboy, highfalutin' cowboy Joe.
Bunch of the boys were hooping it up in the old Power Crunch Cafe, drinking straight coffee, cup after cup, and matching to see who'd pay. A tougher bunch you never find if you search clean round the world, with six guns dangling from their hips. Brother, were they hard burled. Then all of a sudden there burst through the door a guy who was loaded with dough.
Set him up for the house, he yelled through his fear. I'm ragtime cowboy Joe.
Then straight to the jukebox, nickel in hand, the buckaroo made his way. He pushed a button and jammed in the coin.
My, my, how that man could play.
And then in a voice that was loud and clear like a big bass viol string, he accompanied himself on the old jukebox.
My, my, how that man could sing.
Oh, hello, Joe. What do you know?
I just got back from a rodeo. Yippee! Let's sing a song about me. I always sing.
Oh, yes, he sings that corny music to the cattle.
As I swing.
Forward, backward, upside, downward, in the saddle.
On a horse.
A horse on you, a horse on me, a hobby horse.
I'm a rough and ready cowboy. I'm a lady's rowdy cowboy. How they run.
Oh, how the women all go running out to meet him. Cause they know that Joe has got a lot of dough. He's a gower gaucher.
Lots of culture.
Women all say that he's a vulture. Ragtime cowboy.
Moving picture cowboy.
Ragtime cowboy Joe.
Howdy. You know what you need to be a genuine cowboy? Cows. You ain't herding cattle, you ain't no cowboy.
Well, I'm a real-life cowboy, just a quiet, humble fella.
That's what we're like, a pal from mine.
Yeah, I'm more of a yeller.
Sing songs to pass the evenings.
And because the Sioux are heard, so they won't stampede.
Unless Mike sings lead.
He shouts every single word.
Mike!
Sorry!
Cause we're cowboys, real life cowboys.
Not like the ones you've seen on your TV.
We've never held up banks at all.
We're poorly paid and kinda small.
If you still wanna be a cowboy,
stick with me.
On your horse for 18 hours.
That saddle sore's a curse.
Then feed your horse.
And yourself, of course.
So beans just make it worse.
Then you're back driving cattle.
That's what being a cowboy means.
Moving those beasts from west to east.
Sorry, it's the beans.
Cause we're cowboys, real life cowboys.
Not like the ones you've seen in the movies.
We're not big hunks like that, John Wayne.
Cause our horses would complain.
If you still wanna be a cowboy,
join us please.
You should be aware we have some customs that are strange.
Like saying howdy, not hello, when you're out here on the range.
Never touch a cowboy's hat.
Never ride his horse.
So what if I took your old man?
Well, I'd shoot you, of course.
Fair enough.
Cowboys, real life cowboys.
Not like the ones you see on silver screens.
We didn't go out starting fights.
Cause unions fought for our rights. Now Mike will do a solo thanks to Beans.
How was that?
It's skunk.
And now, my friends, I fear that the end is drawing near.
Cause we only ruled the range for 20 years. Yeehaw!
I am just a cowboy. Lonesome on a trail. A starry night. The campfire light. The coyote call, the howling wind.
wrongs in the rodeo. Roll me over and turn me around. Let me keep spinning till I hit the ground. Roll me over and let me go. Ride free with the buffalo, yeah.
By name of Leonard Sly, had formed a lonesome cowboy band in 1935. Then Leonard hit the movies and learned to rope and ride. The legend of Roy Rogers became the nation's pride. Cowboys always need a horse, a special type of friend. And Roy knew that the studios had horses they could lend. But when he met that stallion, a special bond was formed. A friendship lasting 30 years upon the saddle horn. All the world remembers that movie matinee, the silver screen that gave our lives a meaning and a way. So many hearts were broken in July of 65. The world lost something wonderful the day the trigger died. Together they would wander across the western range. They gave a nation's children hope and values that don't change. He always got the bad guy, 'cause no horse could outrun the legend that was Trigger, and Roy's two fists and guns. Now Roy sung songs of tumbleweeds, and please don't fence me in. And Trigger's tricks have always had the power to make us grin. They stood so tall with modest pride, this hero and his horse. They taught us all that good can be a strong, attractive force. Remembers that movie matinee, silver screen that gave our lives a meaning and a way. So many hearts were broken in July of 65, and the world lost something wonderful the day the Trigger died. The world lost something wonderful the day the Trigger died.
A cowboy took a trip to Hawaii, and on the beach one night at Waikiki, the music that he heard was so enchanting, he lost his heart and sang this melody. I wanna hear you sing, m'lady, hear you play your ukulele. I wanna stay here in Hawaii and learn the wiki wiki wacky woo. I wanna love you and woo you. I'll stop my riding, rope and loaf and everything for you if you will sing for me, my lady, a song of love beneath Hawaiian skies. Hear you sing, my lady, hear you play your ukulele. I wanna stay here in Hawaii and learn the wiki wiki wacky woo. Woo woo! I wanna love you and moo you. I'll stop my riding, rope and loaf and everything for you if you will sing for me, my lady, a song of love beneath Hawaiian skies.
I'm just a tumbleweed cowboy, the cloud is the roof o'er my head. I rock along in the saddle all day, the cool prairie grass is my bed. Ooh, lee, lee, oh, lee, oh, lee. Of the prairie am I. My heart is at home in the heart of the West, under the blue prairie sky. Ooh, hey, lee, lee, oh, up every morning for sunrise, riding the trail all day long, alone by the light of a campfire at night, singing this yodeling song.
Town and we do all right, we do the cowboy boogie all night long. We do the cowboy boogie to a cowboy song. Around, she snuggles up close and then we head for town to do the cowboy boogie all night long. To do the cowboy boogie till the break of dawn. Cowboy boogie all night long. You'll do the cowboy boogie to a cowboy song. Life of a cowboy is hard, you see. He works all week till he is free to do the cowboy boogie all night long. To do the cowboy boogie to the cowboy song.
Checks and they head for town. Put in the stirrup, the other on the ground. Cowboy's smiling cause he's going to town. Got a little gal just 5'1". She's just as sweet as a sugar plum. Into the middle of the town, drops his reins and he hits the ground. A shot rang out, he drops down flat. The next shot got him through the top of the hat. Out his gun and he shoots so fast, them cattle thieves just couldn't last. He run them to the corner saloon and they shot it out by the light of the moon. He walked up to the bar, had a drink. snake on the house. Them gun-toting rounders were still as a mouse. A rap at the door and he turned around. There stood his sweetheart, the belle of the town. He put her on his horse by his side. It wasn't very long till she was his bride. Now they live in a cute bungalow, and they're more happy than you'll ever know.
I'm getting tired of herding cattle out on the range.
I'm a tired cowboy.
Take my horse, of course, I'll take your car in exchange.
I'm a tired cowboy.
Punching cows sure don't arouse me anymore. I'm getting tired of listening to the coyotes snore.
Oh, sleeping on the Rio Grande is making him sore.
I'm a tired cowboy.
Just a tired guy. Ain't it strange how the range is making him nervous?
I'll take a swell hotel where you ring a bell. You get room service. I'm getting tired of sitting in the saddle all day. I'd sooner be a sitting in my old Chevrolet. I'm
going away and never say ki-yip-pi-yi-ya.
I'm a tired cowboy.
Just a tired guy.
I'm a tired cowboy. And to think they used to call me Six Gun Z. Don't wear six guns anymore. Too heavy. Every time I wore them, my pants would fall down. Sometimes I'm tempted to break the code of the West. Come right out and say a discouraging word.
Ain't it strange how the range is making him nervous?
Give me a swell hotel where you ring a bell. You get room service. I bought a horse and paid $10, the cowboy Slim. He was a darn good critter for the shape he was in.
He used to carry me around, but now I carry him.
I'm a tired cowboy, just a tired guy.
Out there on the plains.
it would go like this.
I wanna be a cowgirl, still riding on a horse, sitting tall in a saddle, with my cowgirl boots on, of course. And I'd be roping like a cattle, with a lasso in my hand. Yeah, I wanna be a cowgirl, cause it's the coolest job in the land. Yeehaw!
Sat down and saw fit to say, let there be light, so he could tell the daytime from the night. And then he spoke again, we felt the wind come rolling in, smelled the rain, it soaked everything. And then the mountains rose up across the great plains, and all the angels up in heaven started singing, all it's missing is a pretty thing. Let there be cowgirls for every cowboy, and make them strong as any man. Lordy, something you can't tame, she's a Mustang, the heartbeat of the heartland. She's got a draw, y'all, yeah, she's the salt of the earth that rocks my world. Let there be cowgirls. Come on. He met me back in 68. The first time I met her, I was nearly 8 and she was 10. Her name was Little Kaylin. She was born to a farmer who was friends with my father. I was in love with a sharecropper's only daughter. Thought I was in. He made me think again. But when I turned 16, I thought it couldn't get worse. I saw her riding on a horse and fell in love so bad it hurt. Let there be cowgirls for every cowboy, and make them strong as any man. Lordy, something you can't tame, she's a Mustang, the heartbeat of the heartland. Got a draw, y'all, yeah, she's the salt of the earth that rocks my world. Let there be cowgirls. Ooh, come on. Let there be cowgirls. Let there be cowgirls for every cowboy, and make them strong as any man. Lordy, something you can't tame, she's a Mustang, the heartbeat of the heartland. She's got a draw, y'all, yeah, she's the salt of the earth that rocks my world. Let that be counted.
Well, you look at what we got here. Good morning, friends. Good evening, good afternoon, and how are you? And welcome to another edition of Cowboy KBC's Radio Bar U Bit Slap Podcast Radio Cowboy thing. For lack of a better term, I'm your host, KBC, and we bring you cowboy stuff this week. As you may have already guessed, seeing as how the show's half over already. And, that didn't work. All right, sorry. Sorry, sir. Didn't mean to lick your shoe there. All right, well, we started with Spike Jones and his City Slickers and a song that we're sort of required to begin any cowboy show with, and that's Ragtime Cowboy Joe. We dedicate this to the memory of the real Cowboy Joe's Radio Ranch, brought to you every week by Paul Aaron. Paul Aaron, as I understand it, wound up in Wyoming as a cowboy. And I don't know if he's still out there or what the deal is, but I hope he's doing well wherever he is. And thank you, Paul Aaron, for the impetus, as it were. All right? So we'll leave it at that. We heard from Horrible Histories after that, the cowboy song. Horrible Histories does kind of like silly lessons on history and other sort of things, and that was their cowboy thing. The cowboy song was the Super Suckers, and that was their version of the Thin Lizzy classic. The Day the Trigger Died was Leighton B. Watts, followed by Roy Rogers, the original himself, and that was Hawaiian Cowboy from 1947. Ray Whitley after that, the Tumbleweed Cowboy, and Ray was sort of, I don't know, he sort of languished in obscurity where he really shouldn't have. He wrote Back in the Saddle, you've all heard of that, which he sold to Gene Autry for pennies. He worked on the construction of the Empire State Building and the George Washington Bridge, and also created the Gibson SJ-200 guitar, which probably is what made him sort of rich anyway, I guess. But that was Ray Whitley. Just thought I'd give him a plug. Cowboy Boogie was Walt McCoy and his Western Wonders. Wongers? Oh, please. Okay, that's better. Okay, that was from 1949, followed by a 78 from Walter Dalton, the Two-Gun Cowboy. Zeke Manners and his gang, I'm a Tired Cowboy, the Bubble Guppies, I Want to Be a Cowgirl. That's right. Followed by Yes, Lord, the Lord Spoke and Said, Let There Be Cowgirls. That was Chris Cagle, and that brings us up to where we are now, which it's time to saddle up and head on down the road again. We got to get to the next place, and we'll do that, and I'll be right back.
Boy, you gotta be tough. I'm a cowboy. cowboy.
Mister, you better find yourself another line of work. This one sure don't fit your pistol. Are you talking to me?
I'm a cowboy. Boy, you gotta be tough. Boy, you gotta be tough. Cowboy and a man, he's a special kind of breed that lives off the land. I'm a cowboy man that ain't no beat. If you're gonna mess with me, you're gonna get hit. I'm a cowboy. I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy.
Daddy used to talk about cowboy stories, about men with six shooters riding big black horses. He talked about the Indians on West Boot Hill, talked about the sheriff who tried to have him killed. The cowboy snuck upon West of Boot Hill. They didn't get the Indians, but they got the sheriff killed. Indian shot an arrow through the sheriff's heart. As he fell to the ground, he said, "Thanks a lot." Then the cowboy snuck upon south of the hill, shot at the Indians and they missed and hit the hill. Then an Indian shot an arrow through Cowboy Bob's brain. That old cowboy just hit the plain. The cowboys rolled back into their old town. Each and every one of them had a frown. And the lady said,
"What went wrong? What went wrong? Two empty horses and what went wrong? Where's the sheriff? Where's Cowboy Bob? Did they get shot or did they get robbed? Should we get on our knees and start to sob? What went wrong? What went wrong? Two empty horses and what went wrong? Where's the sheriff? Where's Cowboy Bob? Did they get shot or did they get robbed? Should we get on our knees and start to sob?"
"Ladies, I got some bad news.
Tell them faster.
Didn't work out like we planned.
What do you mean we?
Bang off, just that bang off."
The Indian shot an arrow through the sheriff's heart. As he fell to the ground, he said, "Thanks a lot." Then the Indian shot an arrow through Cowboy Bob's brain. That old cowboy just hit the plane. Cowboys took a cannon back to the hill. They had blood in their eyes and they were determined to kill. Wilbert O'Malley was scared as can be. He was paranoid and wanted to leave. They pushed the cannon up the hill, ran over a rock and lost the wheel. The cannon spun around, crushing poor Fred, fire blowing off of Wilbur's head. Indian laughter was all around. The cowboys started running back to town. They jumped on their horse, they heard a loud chop, and then just scalped old Freddy's yellow mop. The cowboys rolled back into their old town. Each and every one of them had a frown. And the lady said,
"What went wrong? What went wrong? Two empty horses and what went wrong? Where is Wilbur and where is Fred? Are they pumping the Indians full of lead? Are they laying on that hill all cold and dead? What went wrong? What went wrong? Two empty horses and what went wrong? Where is Wilbur and where is Fred? Are they pumping the Indians full of lead? Are they laying on that hill all cold and dead?"
"Well, I didn't see the rock. Stop being around the bush, cowboy. I'll cut you, faster. I'll cut you."
The cannon spun around, crushing poor Fred, finally blowing off old Wilbur's head. As we jumped on a horse, we heard a loud chop. The Indian just scalped old Freddy's yellow mop.
"Come on, Hickman, play that guitar." The cowboys never went back to Old Boot Hill. They knew sooner or later that they'd all be killed. And Daddy used to talk about cowboys.
I'm a wandering cowboy riding down the trail. Hear the night wind sighing with a mournful wail. I feel so lonesome when I hear their song. So I started humming. That's how the yodel was born. Ooh. Then I remember how I said goodbye to the girl who loved me, and the way that she cried.
Shake it like this,
shake it like this.
Down to rodeo twist,
the rodeo twist.
You get a long handle rope, stack it on his head. Ride an old bronc, did you make him dead? Find a little doggy that's never been kissed. Put a hot iron on him and you watch him twist. Well, we got a new dance and it go like this.
A rope a doggy, a rope a rope a doggy.
The name of this dance is a rodeo twist.
A-rope-a-dokey, a-rope-a-rope-a-dokey.
Shake it like this,
shake it like this.
Down to rodeo twist,
the rodeo twist.
Well, you cinch up your rigging and you strap on your spurs.
A-rope-a-dokey, a-rope-a-rope-a-dokey.
Careful where you stomp, you get them tangled up with hers.
A-rope-a-dokey, a-rope-a-rope-a-dokey.
Shake it like this,
shake it like this.
Down to rodeo twist,
the rodeo twist.
You start a crazy little wiggle with the toe of your boot. Be sure to set tight when they open the chute. Take a handful of rope, wrap it up in your fist, and watch the old brave of bull do the rodeo twist. We got a new dance and it go like this.
A rope a doggy, a rope a rope a doggy.
The name of this dance is a rodeo twist.
A rope a doggy, a rope a rope a doggy.
Shake it like this,
shake it like this.
Down to rodeo twist,
the rodeo twist.
Oh, shake it like this, the rodeo twist.
Rodeo, 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 rodeo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
A bareback rider's what I want to be. I want the whole world to know about me. In the rodeo arena, I'll take my stand. I want to be known as a rodeo man. I come flying from the shoot with my spurs up high, shafts and boots reaching for the sky, spurring wild with my head thrown back. You'll ask who's that? Well, that's Bareback Jack. You'll ask who's that? That's old Bareback Jack. The years of boyhood now have passed. It didn't take long to learn the tricks real fast. Now I'm going down the road with my rodeo gear, and I hope to make the finals in just a few years. When my chance comes, I'll give it a whirl. Try to win the championship of the world. I come flying from the chute with my spurs up high, shafts and boots reaching for the sky, spurring wild with my head thrown back. You'll all know me, my name's Bareback Jack. You'll all know me, my name's Bareback Jack. Well, here I am, I'm laying in bed. The son of a buck jumped onto my head. I'm a laying here dying and a hurting real bad. I wish I'd listened to my old dad when he said, son, you better quit fooling around. You're gonna get your guts stomped into the ground. You come flying from the chute with your tail up high. That old bucking horse is gonna throw you in the sky. When you come down, you're gonna break your back. Then we'll all know you as old crippled up Jack. And that'll be all for old Bareback Jack.
Take me on, you must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me. Oh, but if you wanna have a go, I just wanna let you know. Yeah, get off of my back and into my game. Get out of my way and out of my brain. Get out of my face or give it your best shot. I think it's time you better face the fact. Get off of my back. You know it's all just a game that I'm playing. It's what I'm saying. Oh, if you wanna have a go, I just wanna let you know. Oh, get off of my back and into my game. Get out of my way and out of my brain. Get out of my face or give it your best shot. I think it's time you better face the fact. Get off of my back. Get off! Get off! Yeah, get off!
your shot. You'll know this train is coming off this track. Get off of my back. Yeah, get off of my back. Get off. Hey. Get off, get off.
Horses round my door. They say, they say, I've heard horses once before. They say, they say, I don't mind if dogs or cats sing off key in sharps or flats. But the one thing that I hate is horses, horses at my gate. I hear horses round my door. They say, they say, in days of yore, the horse was sort of traveling's main provision. The only horses I have ever seen were in movies and television. I fear neither man nor beast, nor fish, nor fowl, nor fire. I can't change horseshoes in the middle of a stream, but at least I can change a tire. I'm so glad the horse's days are through. I shiver every time that I use glue. I hear horses round my door. They say, they say, I've heard horses once before. They say, they say, I don't mind if dogs or cats sing off-key in sharps or flats. But the one thing that I hate is horses, horses at my gate. I hear horses round my door. They say, they say,
you're just an iPhone cowboy, twiddling with your horse. You're just an iPhone cowboy on Facebook for the cause. You're just an iPhone cowboy, you get all the eyes. You're just an iPhone cowboy, I use your bootstraps. You ride the range on YouTube and charge with strange chicks in Ghana and the Ukraine. Tell them the tallest tales about how you are the fastest text in the West. You're just an iPhone cowboy, Twitter is your host. You're just an iPhone cowboy on Facebook for the cause. You're just an iPhone cowboy, You've got all the apps. You're just an iPhone cowboy. iTunes your bootstraps. You post those countless selfies done in a hot tub, a nightclub. All are we? And when no one comments, you post a pic of your whiskey. You're just an iPhone cowboy. Twitter is yours. You're just an iPhone cowboy. On Facebook for the cause. You're just an iPhone cowboy. You've got all the apps. You're just an iPhone cowboy. iTunes your bootstraps. You dress like Pat Parelli and got got a ringtone from They Call Me Trinity. Your earbuds are your lasso to rope you. Some Skype Buster Bronco one new time. You're just an iPhone cowboy. Twitter is your host. You're just an iPhone cowboy. On Facebook for the cause. You're just an iPhone cowboy. You've got all the apps. You're just an iPhone cowboy. iTunes your bootstraps. You're just an iPhone cowboy. Twitter is your horse.
He wore a purple mask, orange pants, and mint green boots. His hat was big, his mustache even bigger. The sheriff from that old west town sure looked like quite a hoot. But his eye was sharp, his finger always ready on that trigger. Why his name is not well known, it's hard to say, I guess. BERGALEOUKALEOPALEOUS. Cowboy Bergligliopolis, the greatest man who ever wore a badge out in the West. He had a lousy name, so he never got much fame. People said,
who was that masked man?
Well, that was Cowboy that was the Lone Ranger.
Others got more credit, but Cowboy Bergligliopolis was the best. Riding on a train bound for Reno, two outlaws came on and tried to make off with the gold. When the sheriff opened up the bathroom door, he knocked both them outlaws out cold.
What a hero!
Cowboy Bergligliopolis, greatest man who ever shot a can out of the sky. He had a lousy name, so he never got much fame. Folks said,
who was that fine shooter?
Well, that was Cowboy Bergligliopolis, Buffalo Bill.
Others got the credit, but Cowboy Bergligliopolis was the guy. He could sing, too.
Yodelando, yodelando.
Yeehaw!
Yodelando, yodelando.
What an angelic voice.
Can you buy his album, Mama?
Yes, dear, but I don't know his name.
Oh, why, that's Cowboy, Roy Rogers, ma'am. That's Roy Rogers.
They say he had a horse he named Horsey. He could ride her clear over wide ravines. When they asked him how she could jump so far,
Said he fed her nothing else but campfire beans. Cowboy Bergleucleopolis, greatest man who ever shoveled hay out of a stall. He had a lousy name, so he never got much fame.
Who was that great writer?
That was Cowboy Bergleucleopolis. That was Annie Oakley.
What a mighty handsome woman.
She needs a shave.
Others got more credit, but Cowboy Bergleucleopolis did it all. Legend says he died, age of 90, by choking on a twig he had between his teeth. Took a 10-foot stone to fit his name at the place where they laid his bones. It read, "Here lies the greatest cowboy that ever lived, Bergleucleopolis Jones."
All right.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 big fella. Whoa there, wampum. Take it easy there. We're almost done. Okay. Okay, I feel better now. Okay, so what are we doing? Let's see. Okay, we had we started that set with the Smoking Armadillos, and I'm a Cowboy, and I seem to remember that out of some sort of bad dream in the 80s. I don't know. Anyway, the Barnyard Rappers after that, and Cowboy Story. Slim Whitman. Yeah, I played Slim Whitman, all right? You know, what are you going to do about it? It's over, you know, you're still alive, right? I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it, but there it is. And I figured I wasn't going to include that in my upcoming Yodel show. So I put it in. Yeah, there's going to be a Yodel show. Don't worry. We got one for you coming up. I don't know when, but at some point. Rex Allen after that, the Rodeo Twist. We didn't put that in last week because I knew I was going to do this week, and that was the Rodeo Twist. Rex Allen was one of those other famous radio cowboys right up there with Roy Rogers and Gene Autry. We heard from Chris Ledoux. From I guess that was probably the 80s. That was the Bareback. That was Bareback Jack. Okay, I got it. Bareback Jack from Chris Ledoux. Get Off My Back was PBR, the Professional Bull Rodeo people, and that was something from the horse's point of view, I suppose. Norman Temple, Genius. After that, that's what it says on the record. Norman Temple, Genius, and that was, of course, I Hear Cowboys. You probably heard that before. Code Again, after that, the iPhone Cowboy, followed by Eric Herman and Cowboy Burgligugliopolis. Burgligugliopolis. You could practice it yourself. I'm done, okay? And then somebody called Vengeance and their version of the cowboy song, their own cowboy song. So, all right, that cuts it for now. I got a couple more for you coming up, so... want you to enjoy them. A few surprises left for you today. And we'll be back next week. Maybe I will be off of this country jag I've been doing lately. Part of this is responsible is that here up in in Maine, there's a good country and western station. And there's also a station that plays good western swing from time to time. So that's been a big influence on me. But anyway, I'll have something good for you next week, I hope. Don't hold your breath, but we're going to try. So, in the meantime, stay off your high horse and clean up the trail, all right? All right.
Well, I'm hanging round town in a house of ill fame, laid up with a twist of a hustling dame. When a hop-headed pig with his nose full of coke beats me out of my whore and left me stone broke, up steps a stranger, said he, "Say, my lad, are you any good riding horses that's bad?" I said, "You're damn right, that's one thing I can do. I'm a second-rate pimp, but a good buckaroo." Oh, that strawberry roan, how many colts has he thrown? He's got gonorrhea, the glanders and sip, the blue balls and claps, but his tool is still stiff. Look out for that strawberry roan. When a good-looking filly would come in to heat, was the strawberry roan that throwed her the meat. The upshot of it was I found myself hired to snap out some broncs that this roan stud had sired. They're knot-headed cayuses just like their dad. Most of them's roans and all of them's bad. With their feet in my pockets, them bastards would fight till my ass drug my tracks and long before night. With my balls in my boots and my mouth full of shit, I's plumb tuckered out and ready to quit. Whenever I thought I had one of them rode, they busted my ass and I found myself throwed. Then the boss come around and he said, "That's enough. The strawberry roans, colts are too tough. I'm getting damn sick of you taking them falls. Get that windmill in stud and we'll cut out his balls. Oh, that strawberry roam. We went out to unbend his bone. I built a big loop and went to the corral. I roped his front feet. He jumped, he kicked, he snorted, he farted and fell. I flattened the strawberry roan. Well, the boss held his head while I hogtied his legs. I got out my knife and I went for his eggs. He knowed what I wanted, he knowed it damned well. 'Cause he fought like a tiger and he squealed like hell. I opened his bag and he let out a moan. He squealed like a shoat when I cut out that stone. But all I could locate was one of his nuts. The other was hidden someplace in his guts. Well, I'm swimming in blood and I felt something pass. There's only a turd on the way to his ass. Well, the boss said, I'm sick of this hard-bucking breed. If it takes us all night, we'll get that other seed. Just then I heard one of them blood-curdling squalls, and the strawberry roan had the boss by the balls. Well, I stomped on his head, but it was no use. He's just like a bulldog, he wouldn't turn loose. I untied his legs and he got to his feet. The boss's voice changed and I knew he was beat. Oh, that strawberry roan. I advise you to leave him alone. He's a knot-headed cayuse with only one ball. But the boss is a eunuch with no balls at all. Look out for that strawberry roan.
I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy, conceited as can be. I'm a cocky cowboy and all the gals agree. They just don't come any cockier than me. While riding in the rodeo way down in San Antone, I guess I showed them Texans that I could hold my own. I climbed a spooky filly when the crowd began to scoff, and I showed that bucking filly that she couldn't buck me off. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy. I'll never be forlorn. There are lots of gals who help me blow my horn, 'cause I've been cocky since the day that I was born. I've got the best equipment that a cowboy'd ever need. I got a big six-shooter and I got a trusty steed. All the cow gals love me and the reason is, of course, I measure 6'8" and have a profile like my horse. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy, the star of each parade. Oh, I hate to see my youth begin to fade, but I guess I spend too much time getting drunk. There's one thing that I've got that I depend on like a pal, and every time I use it, I always get a gal. When I show them all my tricks, the ladies think it's grand. They always end up eating right out of my hand. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy. I'm the cow gal's pet. When the gals have seen it, they never do forget the way I use my trusty lariat. That's a rope, son. Oh, it's hanging by my saddle as ready as can be. It's hanging by my saddle clear down to my knee. And when it's all uncoiled, boy, you ought to see my stunts. In rodeos, I use it on six cowgals all at once. I'm a cocky cowboy, a cocky cowboy. I'm bragging how I thrive. If you gals will bet me, I'll lay you 10 to 5. I'll be a cocky cowboy as long as I'm alive.